Alaska has a kink community made up of people living alternative lifestyles that range from discomfort with mainstream society to unconventional sex practices. But they've struggled to find a place to gather. Now, after the group has weathered a lengthy tenant dispute and thousands of dollars worth of property damage, the Alaska Center for Alternative Lifestyles, or ACAL, is ready to open its doors in Anchorage. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Sarah Shawbach shows off the staircase leading into the 2,000-square-foot basement she rents in downtown Anchorage, formerly the Kodiak Bar.
Our stairwell, when we finish staging, will be full of pride flags from across the lower 48, and those will include bear pride flags and GBLT pride flags.
ACAL is meant to solve a years-long problem of where people interested in unconventional sex can gather for events.
We've rented entire floors of hotels and done theme rooms. We've rented basements. We've rented empty houses. And we've been doing it with the respect of the greater community, I believe, in Anchorage. We haven't had anyone call the cops and say, oh my God, the perverts are screaming next door.
Kink community is the umbrella term covering everything from bondage and leather aficionados to erotic artists and exotic hula hoopers. Though Alaska's kink community is dwarfed by cities in the lower 48, it's far more widespread than the uninitiated may realize. In the last two decades, different groups organized coffee meetups and dinners, nicknamed munches. Shawbuck joined 8 years ago and started putting together events.
It was just amazing to realize that people across the board, young, old, fat, ugly, educated, not, your doctors, your lawyers, your school teachers, your single mothers, your college students, everybody shows up to those munches. If you saw us sitting at a restaurant, 20, 25, 30, 40 of us, you would have no clue that we are Alaska's alternative community. We look like the people you'd see at Fred Meyer's.
Shawbuck pounced on the opportunity to rent out the basement in the old Kodiak, even though it meant cleaning up years of broken furniture, trash, and remnants of people crashing when they had nowhere else to go. Upon seeing the space for the first time in 2 years, the landlord wept. Shawbuck and volunteers organized work frolics, a borrowed Amish term, to haul out trash, paint, clean, and disinfect the industrial kitchen on the top floor. It took months, but the results are impressive. The rambling chambers of the basement are primed for activities. A tiny stage surrounded by tables, studded leather straps to hang donated art, and so-called playrooms holding a few daunting apparatuses.
And there'll also be a large padded table here that also has a cage that goes underneath it.
Forgive me if this is a little bit suburban, but what is the table and what are the cage for?
There's so many options for a table and a cage.
Sorry if that was a dumb question.
No, it's not a dumb question at all.
Alaska's kink community numbers in the hundreds and is committed enough that Shawbuck can finance the costs of rent and upkeep by collecting membership fees.
It's like having a Sam's Club card. You don't get the groceries for free, but you definitely get a discounted rate for being a member.
$120 a year buys access to the space, along with priority rates for workshops and educational events on eclectic topics like knot tying. ACAL was set to open in December, but a high-profile tenant dispute disrupted those plans. The top floor was leased to Charlene Egby, who runs the Alaska Cannabis Club and was evicted last week. By the time Egby and her business partners vacated the premise, the top floor was a mess. The kitchen was filled with trash, and flat-screen TVs, fixtures, and furniture were gone. Egby says that she and others poured money and time into improving the space after they signed the lease.
We're disappointed that our former landlord continues to attempt to assassinate the character of the Alaska Cannabis Club. We are taking legal action against our former landlord and other parties involved for defamation of character, amongst other things.
Shawbuck is not eager to dwell on what happened or the pending civil suit. Instead, she's planning more work frolics to get the ACAL space ready for the weeks ahead. She knows where she'll put a small library and has already picked out a name for the modest boutique that'll sell leather accoutrements. Mostly, she's ready for the Alaska Center for Alternative Lifestyles to finally become a gathering place.
We just need a home. We need a place that's safe, sane, secure, that we can practice what it is that we do.
The center's public premiere is slated for the first Friday in February. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.